You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Marlins and the Braves on Thursday. There'd be no Giancarlo Stanton without Giancarlo's dad, who proudly watches his son from the stands. Let's pick it up top two of a scoreless game.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Curveball down and in. That's the first strikeout for Peters. Payoff pitch to Lane Adams is waved out and missed. And the payoff pitch is lined in the left field, a base hit toward the gap. Scoring is Stanton. Yelich will come around third. He will score. It's a two-run single for Justin Bour. 3-0 Miami, and still nobody out in the third.
And now Giancarlo Stanton sends one a mile into the air to left center field and gone. Jumped on the first pitch. That's number 58. A no-doubter. It's 5-0.
Now, Gordon may have the green light all the time. We'll see if he's thinking along the same lines that we are. Not running, and it's crushed to left field and long gone. Giancarlo Stanton with a rising line drive that never came down. Absolutely hammered a two-run home run, his second of the game, his 59th of the season. And it's two more runs for the Marlins. They lead it 7-1.
That was a long home run with no hang time.
The Marlins take it 7-1, giving Dylan Peters his first career victory in his sixth big league start. Giancarlo Stanton becomes just the sixth player in baseball history with a 59 home run season to their credit. His 10 multi-homer games this season is just one shy of the all-time single season record. Even though Giancarlo Stanton was once again the story on Thursday night, that's not to overlook Dylan Peters, who took a shutout into the sixth inning for his first big league win. Atlanta skipper Brian Snicker spoke to the media about having to face the young left-hander after the Braves fell to the Marlins 7-1.
Didn't miss those two, that's for sure. But he's had a monster year all the way around.
Do you think Julio's start somewhat mirrored his season? You know, he had a rough patch.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he had to run them one inning and just kind of, you know, they had six or seven swinging bunt, the ball's hitting kind of out in front. We couldn't get at it, and he missed his mark there in the one inning, but then regrouped. And like I said, I told him that the stuff wasn't all that bad. I mean, he just got away from him in one inning. He just was off the plate and couldn't command anything, really. And then when he had the two swinging bunts, didn't help. But then he kind of regrouped, and you know, that's a good way to put it.
What about the kid, Dylan Peters? You've never seen him before.
He looked just like he was effectively wild to me. I mean, we hadn't seen him, and it was, it was a hard breaking ball. And hard to lay off of, and his fastball was, it was kind of just hitting just enough. And I think the fact that you didn't see him and you didn't, the reaction to some of them pitches was like they hadn't ever seen him before. It looked like he was effectively wild.
You guys have handled Stanton a lot in the past, especially down here.
It was just kind of looked like he was, he's on them breaking balls, obviously. And like I say, when I was here before, he's a different hitter now. I mean, He's made adjustments and matured, and you got to make pitches because, they go a long way when you don't, that's for sure.
You headed into the offseason encouraged by what you saw from Julio here over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I told him after the game, or after he came out, I said the thing I appreciated and proud of him is how he stayed the course and he kept preparing every start you couldn't tell in between starts if he was going through troubles or whatever. He worked, he made the side, he threw all of his sides, he competed, had good, good runs, bad runs, but he was a true pro through the whole thing. I mean, the year wasn't probably what he wanted, but there's a lot of good things that happened for him, some not so good, but he threw it all. I mean, you could never tell talking to him in between, he just kept preparing. He kept doing what he was supposed to do, like I say, doing all the sides, all the in between, all the conditioning, all that stuff. I mean, he was a true pro through the whole thing. And on game day, he went out and gave you everything he had.
The first of Giancarlo Stanton's two home runs on Thursday was given up by Julio Teheran as he made his final start of 2017. Teheran spoke to the media about making his final start of the year following Atlanta's 7-1 loss to Miami.
I think it was just one inning, but it was a lot going on. A couple walks and a couple infield hood that we got a lot of those today. But, the good thing was that I was able to throw my sixth inning and, came back and throw more strike. As a starting pitcher, that's how you want to be, especially in the last outing of the season. But, I'm happy the way I finished. It wasn't the way I wanted to, but, I battled the whole season. And, I'm happy the way that I finished healthy. Really strong.
You mentioned the walks and the infield hits. Which is more frustrating? Is it that those infield hits can be a little more aggravating or disappointing?
Well, yeah. Obviously, when you get when you make your pitch and the guy hit the ball like that, it's kind of frustrating. But it's part of the game, and it's going on the ball side. We can get some of those, but it went to their way today, and we just got a tough one.
Did this start feel like your season? You hit a rough patch and then finished strong.
Yeah, like I say, I'm happy the way I finished. It's been a really tough. It was a really tough year, but that's all I can do. I can just work and trying to do my best, and I was able to do it for a couple starts. And now my last one, kind of was a little rough, but there's nothing that I can do. I think this is part of the game. It's the game, and you just gotta get your mind right.
Stanton's going like he is right now.
I mean, he's really good. He got power, and I can make a mistake. I don't think I've been throwing a curveball first pitch ever to him, and I never thought that he was gonna hit it like that. If I knew, believe me, I wouldn't throw it. But he got a pretty good swing, and it's nothing that I can do. He's really good, and he don't miss any mistakes.
You've had a lot of success against him in the past. Is he just a completely different hitter this year?
Well, it's kind of different now. Especially when you see him the stand, the way he's standing on home plate, it's kind of something new for as a pitcher that you never see him standing like that. And it's kind of you don't know what to throw, or you might think that if you throw it there, he's gonna hit it. But I just try to make my pitches. And Flo and I, we got a really good plan, and he got us right there in that pitch.
The Braves look to bounce back on Friday behind Luis Gohara. He'll be opposed by Dan Straley.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.